Jalen Jacoby is brought to you by Goodyear, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven.
And now, Jalen and Jacoby.
He is Jalen Anthony Rose.
What up, Dolph?
I'm David Jacoby.
And on the cool check-in.
Together with Jalen Jacoby, what is it that we
give
do?
The people what they want.
As we get to the home stretch of the NBA season, we see the seedings start to come into a clearer picture, and all the focus is on the play-in tournament. Who's going to get the number 6 seed in each conference? Who's going to be the number 10 seed in each conference? We kind of know who the teams are going to be that are going to be 10. So 11, like, I don't think that the Raptors or the Pelicans, especially after last night, can make a move to get into that 10 seed. But avoiding the play-in tournament is extremely important. And one thing I've noticed about the people that complain about the play-in tournament are they're the number 7 seeds. Remember when the Mavericks were in 7? All of a sudden, Luka's coming out saying that he doesn't Mark support Cuban. It. And then Mark Cuban comes out, and the Lakers slip down to 7. All of a sudden, LeBron comes out and says he doesn't support it. But you said that you found it irresponsible the way LeBron handled it. Why is that?
He's the king. And to whom much is given, much is required. And I started to feel like I was really good at this job when people who were LeBron stans would come up to me and claim that I was a LeBron hater, when that's actually my man's in them, like DMX would say. But that don't mean that I agree with every move that he makes, and or vice versa. And I guarantee you, when he got up off of that podium and watched those words come out of his mouth about someone should be fired that came with the play-in idea, by the way, a brilliant idea.
I love
it. So first and foremost, when you say that and it's a brilliant idea, it automatically gets dismissed, first off. The second thing is, Adam Silver has been a terrific partner of not only LeBron James, but of the NBA players. And look no further than the bubble. That's the reason why the NBA was actually able to have a season under those circumstances the way that we did, with the Black Lives Matter being on the floor, with the 29 messages on the back of jerseys. I took pride in being a member of the NBA family. And Adam Silver is A-plus reason why it went down the way it did, along with Chris Paul, Michelle Roberts, and the rest of the players in the Players Association. So I guarantee you, the king, LeBron James, within 24 hours of when he said that out of his mouth, sent a text, sent an email, and apologized to Adam Silver, because he didn't deserve that.
Do you want to see Russell Westbrook play postseason basketball?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you want to see Stephen Curry play postseason basketball?
I do.
Well, that's right there is a reason alone why I think the play-in is successful. That right there. Because those games, that's the 18th, the 19th, the 20th, 21st, those games, those are like game sevens. Those are must-watch games. I'm shutting everything down. Everything down. I'm not putting the kids to bed. I'm not making any plans. I'm going to be locked in on those games.
And I said it was a brilliant idea. And off the top of my head, I can't front, it's like 10 reasons why I feel like that. Like, seriously, it's like off the top of my head, it's like 10 reasons why I feel like that's a brilliant idea. But let me give you the most important one. Now the dog days of the NBA season matter.
Mm-hmm.
Because even if you 3, 4, 5, guess what you don't want to do? Fall 6, 7, 8. So no. They got to keep playing. It ain't even just about the 10, 11, 12 teams being in. Like, we ain't really talking about the Pelicans or the Bulls. This ain't for them.
The Pelicans and the Raptors are too far out. It's over. We know the 10 teams.
It's for Dame. It's for Ja. It's for Steph. It's for Russell. It's for Bradley Beal. That's who it's for. And we're going to get a chance to see all of them play competitive basketball until this season ends. You see what I'm saying? Ain't gonna be no. When the last time you looked at one of the play-in games and somebody was low managing?
Mm-mm.
You don't see everything. Those teams now. You don't see the teams that's flirting with the play-in game low managing. And so this is a brilliant thing for the NBA going forward. And of course, LeBron James is virtually perfect on how he handled himself from being a cover of Sports Illustrated. You know how hard it is to be a child prodigy in sports or entertainment? That's why usually those child prodigies sometimes grow up and either not as successful as they were as children, but it seems like a lot of times they grew up so fast because of their fame and celebrity and money that they seem to have a level of unhappiness as they start to get older. LeBron James conquered all of that and outplayed all of the expectations. He in the mm-hmm. GOAT conversation. He in the GOAT mm-hmm. conversation. And lastly, I gotta also say this. When you watch the Lakers play, don't do them a disservice by complaining about who they don't have on the team. If you love LeBron James, you're not helping them when you do that. Because if the Lakers team, when I look at their roster, and then I look at the Nuggets, and then I look at the Mavs, and then I look at how many bigs they have compared to the Clippers, and I look at how many bigs they have compared to the Nets, you know what I start thinking? They got the best roster in basketball. Them and the Nets got the best rosters in basketball. So don't come telling me what the Lakers need or what they don't have. They got enough. If they don't get it done, it's just because they got beat. It ain't because they need to add more to a super team. When you do that, you feed more to what Dr. J said than your love for LeBron.
Well, I think one thing that's very significant, of course, we always focus on the health of AD and LeBron James, but Dennis Schroeder's out 10 to 14 days, COVID protocol. Hope he's healthy. You know, they don't release whether or not he acquired COVID, but we hope that he's healthy. That's number one. But that's a very important 10 to 14 day stretch for this team. You know, that's basically taking us to the end of the season, and he'll be back for the playoffs, hopefully. But he is a significant part of what they plan on doing moving forward. And Jalen,
what up, though?
Tonight, you're going to go to watch LaMelo Ball play basketball.
One of one.
Person.
One of
one. Two things I want to talk about. Number one, if he has a nice little 7-8 game stretch here, is he the rookie of the year? Does he get your vote? Did he miss too much time?
I think he's already secured my vote.
Oh, really?
And yes. And it's not only because of his performance. It's also because who would I give it to instead?
Campazzo.
Anthony Campazzo. Edwards. Anthony Edwards, I love the way he's continued to improve. He showed me that he's going to be a dynamic scorer in the league. But Minnesota, and I'm happy to see Carl Anthony Towns back healthy. Here's what they're going to have to decide. I'm going to go ahead and put this on wax. Carl Anthony Towns, D'Angelo Russell, and Booker of the Suns are homies. They're really close. However, when I'm watching the Timberwolves play, Anthony Edwards and Carl Anthony Towns function better, for example, with a guy like Rubio out there than they do with D'Angelo Russell.
Mm.
So here's what the Timberwolves are gonna have to decide. Are you gonna draft, for example, Jalen Suggs? If you're in a position to, and trade D'Angelo Russell, Carl Anthony Towns, one of Carl Anthony Towns' best friends. That's what I'm watching with their situation. So based on Edwards and Campazzo, and by the way, I got to say one other thing. Big shout to my guy, Haliburton. I love him so much. Get well soon for the Sacramento Kings. He's a diamond in the rough. I know he plays behind De'Aaron Fox, but remember I told you, like, Haliburton can ball. He can shoot, he can score, he can get assists. Another rookie that showed me really good promise. But Melo Ball just took it to another level, Jacoby.
Yeah.
Like, the infectious personality and his passing, and unlocked players like Miles Bridges. For those who don't know, Miles Bridges was in the league last year. He was in the league the year before, too.
I was about to say, I was like, it wasn't just last year. Yeah.
And my point is, he wasn't dunking on people like he is this year. He wasn't, he wasn't shooting a three like he is this year.
No.
That relationship with Melo and that chemistry helped his game.
Airbnb.
The way he's throwing, absolutely. The way he's throwing long passes and lobs and an improved shot. Remember, people felt like, oh, he only shot 20% overseas from three. You don't hear nobody talking about a shot no more, do you?
No.
Big shout out to my nephew, my little brother, Jermaine Jackson. His manager and his trainer put LaMelo under his wing and gave him that game and gave him that knowledge, along with obviously being raised by in the ball family, having a brother in the league. Lonzo gonna get a check this offseason. Watch the Bulls jump up and try to give him a check.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Jalen, I have another piece of LaMelo Ball news.
Okay.
For the second time this season, Tiana Trump has been spotted at a Hornets game. Now, because I'm a journalist, a serious sports journalist, I had to do some research as to exactly what Tiana Trump's career and
her career accomplishments.
Yeah, I just had to see because I'm a big LaMelo Ball supporter, so I wanted to see who he's being rumored to be dating. So I had to do some research on Tiana Trump. She's a very talented young woman, but how do you feel about this rumored relationship between Tiana Trump and LaMelo Ball?
How old is he? How old is LaMelo Ball?
I'm not even have to look. I'm going to guess 20.
Okay. Based on his talents and his career accomplishments, and based on her talents and her career accomplishments, he should be focusing on one word: fun.
Well, I hope that those two are having fun. I hope that those two are having fun. Jalen.
He's 19, by the way, not 20. Okay.
We also have an off-court update with Tristan Thompson. Seems like every other day, I go to my website, shout to Robert Latrell, go to Black Sports Online. Every other day, Tristan Thompson's got a headline. The latest is this. There's an Instagram model named Sydney Chase. And Sydney Chase is saying that he cheated on Khloe Kardashian with her. She's putting out the direct messages between her and Khloe, which I found is always rude, because in the direct messages, Khloe's like, straight up, can we keep this between each other? And now I'm reading it on the internet. But how do you feel about Tristan Thompson's sort of lack of loyalty when it comes to his romantic relationship, allegedly?
I believe that Outkast song, Forever Ever, like, that's, those vows are for life. And in his case, they're not married, right?
No, they're not married. No vows.
Okay, so there's a reason why he's not married to her. Probably because he feels like he's not going to be faithful to her. So to me, the change has to happen with her. Is she still going to allow herself to be in a relationship with somebody that serially is cheating on her? Mm. That's her decision. Are you going to direct message somebody that your mate is cheating on you with, or are you going to break up with your mate for actually cheating?
Good point.
That's her choice.
People will do to you what you allow them to do to you. People will do to you what you allow them to do to you. And it seems like
She's
and I believe and I listen to so many bars and so much music. I just heard somebody spit this verse. Dang, I hate who I don't wanna. They were like, basically, TMZ care more about Tristan and Khloe cheating than Meg Thee Stallion getting shot in the foot, basically. And that's true. We know why. And that's disgusting.
That last name. Bill and Melinda Gates getting a divorce after 27 years of marriage. A $130 billion divorce. $130 billion divorce. No prenup. Judge Jalen's here. Judge Jalen, this case is being presented to you. How you chop the money?
So it's really important for me to know where their relationship started.
27 years ago, right? So I think that's very much early on in the stages of this empire being built.
Well, that sounds like a partnership. That sounds like CEO and COO, depending on what day it is. So therefore, she's entitled to what he's entitled to, in my opinion.
Right down the middle, Jones Jalen. 65 bill apiece.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because she was with him shooting in the gym. It ain't like, you know, he already had it in the bank account and it was like, hey, how you doing? What's your name? What's your name? And then they were together 7 years and then she got a big check or he got a big check. So I think this is fair under these circumstances.
If I buy a lottery ticket today and win $100 million tomorrow, and then get divorced on Thursday, is my wife entitled to $50 million of the $100 million?
Yes, because she'll say in court, I'm the good luck charm that made you go buy the lottery ticket because I was watching the kids. That was my contribution. See, well, this was a team effort. I freed up time in your schedule to go do that.
That dollar you spent on the lottery ticket was half mine.
Correct.
You know, if we're doing this together, that dollar you spent on the lottery ticket was half mine. Now, Jalen, you teased something on the show that I want to talk about in a little more detail, and that is the fact that Coach Bjorngren, one of the hardest names to say in the NBA, of the Indiana Pacers, is not long for that team. They just hired this dude. They're going to make the playoffs potentially. What would make you think this?
It's hard to make the playoffs giving up 150 points to the Wizards.
Mm.
That's what I think. And that was their second game in a row getting waxed like that. And what that tells me, Jacoby, is that they're not playing for him. Because I know the talent on that roster. And they don't have Miles Turner, which is a huge anchor to them defensively. Remember, we brought him on the show. And he told us why he was Defensive Player of the Year. Watching him play defense without him. They're vastly different.
Yeah.
And so I see a team that doesn't feel like one that's enthusiastic to go out. Let me give you an example. I was watching a game and he was out there arguing at a call for a player. After he got the tech, he walked back to the bench. None of the coaches or players even said nothing to him. Like, I done been around sports my whole life. You can walk down the street and a stranger say hi to you after a technical foul. So stay tuned.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart?
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Jalen, before we move on, if you're looking for more NBA podcasting content, look no further than the Hoop Collective with Brian Windhorst. This week on the show, Brian, Mike Schmitz, and Kevin Pelton redraft the 2020 NBA class. LaMelo better have come first. You can follow the Hoop Collective wherever you listen to podcasts. Well, we always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is listening to the people. Again, Jalen, first of all, yesterday, I just want to celebrate you. Because yesterday, if you haven't listened to yesterday's pod, make sure you listen to yesterday's pod, especially the end, where this young man was basically asking our advice of how to engineer a threesome between him and his girlfriend, his girlfriend's friend. And Jalen went on for like 20 minutes with some of the best, most intense analysis that he's done on this program, basketball, football included. It was some of the greatest analysis that's ever been done on this program in media history, in the history of the written word.
Absolutely.
Spoken word.
Exactly. And here's what I want to make sure I point out too. The reason why you listen to me, Jacoby, out of everybody else, is because you just probably haven't heard me talk about that topic. You've heard me talk about other everything. Topics. So as soon as I start to speak, you ignore me. But you were just listening also. I think that mm-hmm. helped.
Yeah. You know, we do this for 10 years. We talked about LeBron James versus Michael Jordan. You know, there's certain things like, you know, you do a 72-game season or a 16 or 17-game NFL season. The same teams come up a lot. You hear the same stuff. But I've never heard you get more in-depth, more intense, more emotional and passionate about anything than you were about that. So that's just me setting up to say that some of the best content that we've ever done in this program comes from you, our listeners.
Like, yes, appreciate y'all.
So if you call 985-80-JALEN, you can leave us a voicemail. And when you do so, you never know what's going to happen.
Could be indeed.
On the show just like this.
What's up, Jalen? What's up, Jacoby? Shout out to Rez the Ledge. Shout out to everybody on the show. I got a boss move, a soft move right here. Me and my wife, we actually moved into PJ Washington's and his girlfriend's old apartment. And we've been living here for about a couple months. But right when they left is when we came in. So I keep getting all of PJ Washington's fan mail. I have all these letters from these little kids that keep coming. So boss move, soft move, trying to reach out to an athlete on Instagram or like sliding in, like I don't want to look like a groupie, but sliding in, trying to contact him to let him know he has all this fan mail here, or does he not even care? And I have all of this girlfriend stuff too. We keep getting it, but I don't want to look like a punk trying to get into his DMs. Boss move, soft move. Let me know.
Well, first of all, one thing I know about professional athletes, and Jalen knows this better than anybody, a lot of free stuff coming to the crib. Like, Jalen, how many packages do you get a day? How many packages do you get a day?
I get multiple packages, but to be honest, the free stuff come from Puma. Like, they lace me like no other.
Yeah.
Big shout to Ashley and all of my peeps at Puma. But I'll tell you this. This is what you should do with PJ. He would appreciate you reaching out to him because you're not a normal fan. You actually live in his ex-place, which means that you're getting his old mail responsibly. So what you do is that's what you reach out to him and show him a picture of you receiving his mail. He's going to respond to you with the Hornets mailing address. And you know what? Here's what you do. Send it to him at the Hornets.
Reach out to the team. Yeah, the team will get back to you. You reach out to the team's PR.
That's what you do.
They'll get back to you.
That's what you do. Yeah, that's what you do. Reach out to him through the Hornets. Don't DM him. Reach out to him through the Hornets.
Jay, did you see the T-Pain video? Because, like, you know, you're very active on social media, but some tells me that you and T-Pain are in the same boat. You know that there's, like, when you click on the messages, there's the request messages just from, like, people that you don't follow, that you don't know?
Uh-huh.
So T-Pain didn't know about that you could click on that and see the messages from people you don't follow. And he scrolled through it, which is kind of rude. He scrolled through it, all the celebrities that have been reaching out to him for the last 3 years that he had no idea. So, like, there's mad people, like Diplo reached out. I don't know all the names, but he had mad people reaching out to him that he had no idea that he just wasn't getting back to. Business opportunities missed, shout outs missed, whatever, parties, whatever he missed it all. And my question, I have two questions for you. Number one, Jalen, do you know about that? Do you look at that? If a random stranger DMs you, do you see it?
So, full disclosure, right? When you kind of get famous and you're not the most social savvy and you have a lot of media content, I can't be the person only responsible for editing and posting clips. So, I have a couple of people on my team that have access to my account and help me post clips. Mm-hmm. One of those people was posting the clips, and then I was being shown what to do. And then I also did a T-Pain and clicked and realized that I had one of the best players in the NBA reaching out to me, trying to catch up with me, for example, about something that I had said about them on TV a year ago. So I actually text that person that day, and I'm supposed to see that person within the next 30 to 60 days, probably. So if you have hit me and there are messages in there, I need to go through them like T-Pain, because I did not know that they were taking place.
I obviously on a different level than you in terms of notoriety, but I looked at mine, none other than Rick Ross. Because I don't look at him that much. It's usually like, you know, my DMs aren't, it doesn't go down in my DMs. You know what I mean? And Rick Ross, of all people, hit me up. And I think at that time we had already had him booked on the show. But yeah, let me see. Yeah, Rick Ross hit me up at one point. And it was actually him. And he called me nephew, which I found adorable.
That's love. What'd he say?
I don't know. I'm not going to air out with Rick Ross. It's nothing. I said I want to link to you about something. Probably coming on the show. There's nothing else for me to talk about with Rick Ross. I was pretty surprised by that when I saw that one. You know? Case in point, this young man. First of all, shout out to you for just getting to a place in life where PJ Washington, you live in the same apartment PJ Washington used to live in. You know what I mean? That's got to be a nice apartment. I bet you got a view. And
keep getting them checks.
There's only so many people that get this, but Bobby Condors, I used to have his apartment, and he's a reggae DJ that played Hot 97s. So I think it was like Sunday nights in the 90s. And they used to send all kinds of records to the crib, but I didn't have the heart to open them. I can't open somebody else's mail. You know what I mean? I just can't do that. So shout out to Bobby Condors.
Well, it's illegal. It's illegal.
Oh, yeah. I tell my wife that. No, my wife opens all my mail every time I get a package, because what happens is she's got a couple accounts under my name, so she doesn't know if it's actually for her or for me. So every time I come home, she's got my packages open. And I feel a certain way about that. So, okay, first of all, boss move for you to get in PJ Washington his fan mail. Question for you, Jalen Rose. Soft move or boss move, me getting mad at my own wife for opening up my mail?
I would say, Jacoby, her opening your mail is her doing the boss move, actually. Because she's showing you that you're not Bill Gates. That's all.
I'm not Bill Gates.
You're not Bill Gates. I run this. You know what I'm saying? I carry these kids. I run you. I'm the catch. So every piece of mail that come up in here is mine. That's what she's telling you. And I'm glad she's telling you that. So to me, she's doing the boss move.
Okay. She's always doing the boss move. And she's also the CFO of the family. She handles most of the bills.
There you go. So it makes sense.
A lot of those bills she goes and takes care of. So it
makes sense. See, that's the other thing. Like, don't be opening up the statements if you ain't the CFO. That's my whole thing. No, you can't just be debits. You know what I'm saying? So that's a boss move. Because I was up in your amazing apartment recently, and I don't know what she was cooking, but we smelled it the whole floor.
It was good.
What was that? I need to come back. Was she making that again?
I think that was stir fry. She's been trying to be healthy lately, so she's been cooking a lot more. And she can cook healthy and delicious. She's an amazing cook. She really is. Jay, we got an update. Got an email this morning from the building. People downstairs complaining about the kids again.
No. They need to move. This is like once a month.
Like, what do you want me to do, dog?
They need to move.
Kids exist.
People are going to have kids in apartment buildings. Newsflash, move.
And my kids aren't wild. Like, I know wild kids. My kids are not wild. They're pretty well behaved.
And they go to bed so early.
I know. It's not like I got three kids playing soccer, like three boys playing soccer in the living room. You know what I mean?
Correct.
Like,
that
type of stuff me and my brother used to do. Like, no, I got 2 5-year-old girls and a 7-year-old boy, and they're not doing anything that any normal 5-year-old or 7-year-old wouldn't do.
Well, hold on. Let's look at the time clock. So basically, they sleep from 8 to 5, and then they're gone from 6 to 3. So when are they home? Like from 3 to 8?
They sleep from 9 to 7, 9 to 6:30.
Yeah, right. They're only home from like 4 to 8.
And then Joey takes them to school at 7:30, so there's a 45-minute window in the morning. And they're not staying up till 1 in the morning. Like, I used to be a bad neighbor. I used to party, Jalen. I used to have people over.
And they got before the pandemic? And they got activities. It ain't like they just sitting at home from 4 to 8. Oh, like, they out playing. And I saw Quincy playing baseball the other day. I saw the girls dressed in their baseball. So they like they sitting in the house for 4 straight hours all day.
But here's so the thing I don't like.
Need to just move and quit.
Here's the thing I don't like is they don't knock on my door. They write the management of the building. Then the management of the building writes me. So they going straight. Snitch. They go straight, straight to the cops.
Snitch.
You know what I mean? So like, so they don't want to write because they don't want to see me in the elevator and me know that it's them. You see what I'm saying? Correct. So they want to keep their anonymity. So they want to hide behind the building management. So I get it. And I like the guy who runs the building, by the way. He's dope. But he writes me an email being like, well, they're complaining again.
So what do you want me to do?
What do you want me to do? Do you want me to tell the kids they can't walk? Tell the kids they can't walk around the house?
They can't watch TV and laugh. Like, what do you
They can't walk around the house?
Like, they got two parents. Like, respectfully, like, y'all do an amazing job. Y'all kids have terrific discipline. Like, that's what's kind of making me mad. And I said this to you when I was over at the house. Like, that's a them problem. Don't even worry about them.
Well, that's what happens. When you have three kids, you make some noise. We got time for one more voicemail. We always appreciate your voicemails, especially during these podcast exclusive weeks, days, every Tuesday and Thursday. For now, we got some plans down the road. Switch that up, make that better for the people. But we got time for one more. Don't forget to call 985-80-JALEN and leave us a voicemail. We'll put it on the show just like this.
Hey, Jalen, it's Jacoby. This is Jason Flagg from Wisconsin. Shout out to Reg. Shout out to the whole J&J crew. You guys are influential in my entire household. Jalen, I got a son named after you, 2006. And to Jacoby, I just got my first Lululemon draws on my birthday last Thursday on April 29th. So appreciate
That's
y'all.
Dope.
Soft
That's
move
dope.
Or boss move question. My wife got me a bunch of relaxation type of an events I took last weekend. I got a full body massage. I even got manicure and pedicure. So my question is it a soft move or boss move to have enjoyed that to now where I want to do it more often? Appreciate y'all.
Came to the right place, Jason. First of all, I know you love those Lululemon draws. I'm wearing mine right now. I can't even feel them. They're just like a second skin to me. I can't go back to regular draws. I'm Lululemon. Lululemon draws for life.
All type of advice on this show. I love it so much.
They're like $27 though, man. They're gonna cost you, but it is worth every penny of it. You will never regret it. And secondly, Jalen, I'm glad he asked this question about the massage and the manicure and the pedicure, because they're the old David Jacoby. The old David Jacoby thought that was soft. That was for girls. I would never do that. But then once you get it done, you're like, oh, what have I been doing my whole life? A massage and a manicure and a pedicure and reading a book and drinking some tea in a robe at a nice relaxing establishment? That's the perfect day for me. That's what I did on my birthday, as a matter of fact. Didn't get the mani-pedi, but got a massage, drank some tea, read my book. That to me is a game changer for both physical and mental health. And I encourage all men, no matter how tough you think you are, get yourself a nice little spa day. You know what I'm going to do, Jalen? I'm going to get a facial. I've never had a facial in my life. I'm going to do that next.
Really?
Never had one in my life. I'm going to do that next. Wow. I'm embracing this. I'm embracing the new me.
So thank you for the call. I appreciate the love. Thank you for shouting out our staff. We do got the dopest staff in the game. We appreciate your continued support. And I'm also humbled that you name your son Jalen. That means a lot to me. That is the nicest thing that someone can ever say to me. A couple of things of what Jacoby was talking about. Recently, I got an executive physical. If you've never had one, it'll basically cost you $7,000.
Woo!
Right? And they check everything about you. Your prostate, your blood, your kidneys, your lungs, they check your heart rate, like they test everything. And then they present it to you in a binder and give it to you afterwards with what you should be doing in order to continue to be as healthy as possible. Look at your body like a used car. When you walk into the doctor, there's going to be something wrong with it because you've been driving it, putting miles on it. And for me, it was, they want to make sure I keep my cholesterol down. And then I kept looking at the paperwork, and you know what made me happy? That was the only thing I needed to do. And I bring that up because getting a massage and getting a manicure and getting a facial, these are all things that you're doing to invest in yourself so you can feel better, look better, but also live longer. You're a used car. So the time you were running on the treadmill, the time you were on a computer at work, the time that you were hanging out and, you know, playing with the kids, just like a vehicle, you're putting maintenance on your body. And so if I'm a left-handed basketball player that jumps off of his right knee, I'm going to have tendonitis in my right knee, and I'm going to have pain in my left shoulder. It just casualties that come with the job. So it's imperative, not a soft move. It's imperative. It's a boss move that you nurture and care for yourself, because you want to live to my grandmother's age at 103. And how do you do that? By taking care of yourself physically, mentally, emotionally, psychologically, and always investing in yourself. So I'm glad that your significant other put you on to doing it. Now you got to keep doing it. Absolutely.
That is well put, Mr. Rose. And we have a very special guest coming on tomorrow's podcast. Who is that, Jalen Rose?
Griselda's own Conway the Machine is joining Jalen and Jacoby on television and on this podcast. You know, we get the people what they want now. That's right. We'll bring on Jim Brown and we'll bring on Conway the Machine. We'll do that. D-Hop and Dame Lillard, we'll do that. We looking forward to it.
Why is that, Jalen Rose?
We're not done. We're not done. We are not done.